There's an international effort underway to create a kind of common language for computerized documents. If successful, it can make it easier for people to use many different computer programs, and not just those of Microsoft Office, when they write anything from letters to massive corporate reports. And it could weaken Microsoft's dominance of the market for personal computer software. Dan Charles reports.
Think back to the early days of word processing, and you may remember all the different programs. There was ZyWrite, ScriptSet, WordStar, and WordPerfect version 2.0. But when people started trading documents on floppy disks and then as email attachments, they found they needed a common language, a common document format. For most people, that common language became the one provided by Microsoft in Microsoft Word. Other software companies created built-in translators to convert their own documents reliably into the Microsoft format and back again. But that's difficult, says Jörg Heilig from the German branch of Sun Microsystems, because you have to translate in and out of a language for which there aren't any dictionaries.
Microsoft is not offering a documentation on their format. It's a closed proprietary format. You have to really try to understand the format pretty much yourself. And it's obviously also changing from version to version.
The World Wide Web never had this problem. From the get-go, web pages came in a language for which there is a dictionary, the so-called hypertext markup language, or HTML. It's called a markup language because all the text and pictures on the page is marked up with hidden instructions that explain exactly how everything is supposed to be displayed. And a web browser can show you all those instructions if you ask it to display the raw HTML version of any web page. Now, there's another markup language, a more sophisticated one called XML, and some people say this could become the common language for office documents. Jörg Heilig's division of Sun Microsystems took the first steps in this direction a few years ago. The company took some software called Star Office, a package similar to Microsoft Office, and reworked it so it now stores all its documents in this XML format. Because no one owns XML, and because it's so easy to decode, anyone can create a computer program that will read the documents perfectly. That should give consumers greater choice in the software they buy. Also, it should give them peace of mind, because they won't find their documents unreadable in the future if their particular word processing program goes off the market. Again, Jörg Heilig.
Customers are going to be able for any number of years, let's say 25 years from now, to read the data that was produced today, independent of whether a Star Office is available or not.
Soon after adopting the XML format, Sun Microsystems released the entire Star Office software package for public use as so-called open source software. This version, called OpenOffice, is available for free. A nonprofit organization that was formed to promote the software says it's been downloaded more than 1 million times so far. Gary Edwards, a computer consultant and OpenOffice advocate, says Sun's decision to adopt this openly readable format and to release OpenOffice was bold and prescient.
I don't know exactly who at Sun thought of this, but it's proving to be a industry-changing, a world-changing movement.
Edwards is part of an international committee of computer experts that's now working on a standard XML format for office documents based on what already exists in OpenOffice. Microsoft turned down an invitation to join the group. Simon Marks, a product manager for Microsoft Office, says committees don't usually come up with very innovative ideas.
We want to be able to continue to innovate our document formats, to continue to innovate in what we're delivering to our customers. That's really going to be our focus rather than about creating yet another document standard.
The group expects to publish its proposed standard in a few months, but it's not yet clear how many software companies will adopt it or how many consumers will use it. If many of them do, it could challenge Microsoft's dominance of personal computer software, because Microsoft Office no longer would be the software that people need in order to exchange documents freely. For NPR News, this is Dan Charles.